You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
The pandemic made a lot of people realize that work isn't life, and there should be a clear boundary between the two. Well, Martha Stewart doesn't roll like that. She's more of an old school slave driver. And if you work for her, you better be available, like, all the time.
Wow.
One time she called an employee on a Sunday. The guy said, "Hey, I can't talk right now. I'm just in the bath." She fired him on the spot.
What?
I couldn't work for Martha. She's too intense.
She said, "I knew I couldn't work with him. I just couldn't." She said, "If you can't talk on a Sunday and you have a problem with me calling you on a Sunday, we're not going to work
together." Also, it's a man in the bath. Martha Stewart, too. Like, you take the call.
I feel like, you know, yeah, you're like, 3 a.m., you need pine cones and ribbons? Okay.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Oh, my God. I'd watch a reality show of Andy Green as Martha Stewart's assistant.
Yeah, that's a great show.
That would be amazing.
Hello! I feel like we'd get along. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm coming with, I got the pine cones, I got the glitter.
Yeah.
I got all the stuff you need for your projects. Please don't be mad at me, Martha Stewart. You're so incredibly wealthy.
That's true. I mean, you don't say to her, "Oh, I'm in the bath.
No, I can't talk right now."
Like, you know you're going to get fired, I would assume.
"Sorry, Martha, I'm taking a dump right now."
Oh, well, that's...
"I'll call you back in 20 minutes."
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like,
"Martha needs 1,000 drink umbrellas right now."
Where do you get those at 3 a.m.?
I don't know. That's the real... That would be your real nightmare scenario. Is like, where am I going to go to get these weird, crazy
she
requests?
She needs another basket. Yeah, she has a basket.
You know how many baskets I have to get all the time? Oh, my God.
Don't you think you would just... I would just pre-buy baskets.
Yeah, you'd have to.
When stores were open, I'd have... My whole place would be full of just possible ribbon and...
Now, in her defense, her own work ethic is kind of off the charts, and she's down for whatever, whenever, wherever. She says, "There's no hierarchy in my life. I will wash the floor if I have to wash the floor. I'll take out the garbage if no one else has taken out the garbage." She says the CEO should be available to everybody at all times, if possible.
Yeah,
except you make a lot more money than those people that are getting you 3 a.m. pine cones. But
right.
Outside of that, I kind of get it. Someone said, "Martha and Andy could have smoked a joint together back in the day."
You
definitely could have. That would have been an interesting pairing.
Yeah, I feel like you would get along with her. I feel like that, too. I feel like me and Martha Stewart would really get along.
I think so.
I've always thought that.
Before today?
Yeah. I'm always like, she's like, I don't know why. I just find her to be a really cool lady.
I think so, too.
She is.
I feel like she can be demanding, but she's probably pretty cool.
Oh, I'm sure.
Uh-oh, another bitch is tripping.
An off-duty female cop in South Florida has been arrested for battery, along with the woman she teamed up with. Officer Anna Alicia Perez did not know that her boyfriend was sharing some quality time with another lady.
Okay.
Mila Zugoga. Turns out Mila is 7 months pregnant.
Uh-oh.
And living with this dude.
Oh, well.
The two ladies put it all together.
Yes.
And they confronted this guy at a restaurant. He's still unnamed.
TGI Fridays.
Yeah. And they gave him a beatdown.
Yeah, I don't know where you go to beat someone. Probably not TGI Fridays.
No, probably not.
Where would you go if you wanted to beat
Waffle
someone?
House.
Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, Waffle House. Waffle House. Yeah. Dave is, he does some wild stuff at Texas Roadhouse.
I'm just saying, do they have like peanut shells on the ground? And stuff? Well, maybe, like, it's like,
I mean, you want the fights just to blend in. So you go Waffle House.
Yeah. They confronted him. They gave a beatdown that included multiple blows to the face and torso. They now face a bunch of charges for this. There is the Miami-Dade cop who was arrested. She's been put on leave.
They both look so pissed off.
I know. They're
so mad.
They're still incredibly angry.
Oh, my God. It's, like, frightening to look at their pictures now.
They went there on a mission to kick his ass.
I mean, the last thing you need is even one Latin woman mad at you.
You have two?
Never mind, two, and one's a cop.
Yeah. My God.
Are you kidding?
I don't even know if you survive it. No. He's lucky he lived.
Where do they do it? Miller's Ale House.
Yeah, that's a smart place. That's a smart place to beat someone.
They struck him multiple times, leaving him with bruises and an injured lower lip. While he was dating Perez, he shared a home with the other woman, and she is the one that's 7 months pregnant. There's the scene of the crime there. They're still working with the state attorney's office to investigate the incident regarding the officer, who has since been placed on leave with pay pending the review.
So I'm assuming that the cop was just the side piece. He's living with another girl who he has knocked up.
Yes, I would assume.
So the cop is, even though she was convinced, boyfriend.
She was, yes. She found out he had a whole hidden
secret. Which probably makes you even more mad. This guy took a big risk.
He did.
Oh, yeah. God.
I don't, you know, like, honestly, I think I put, like, cop in a category of
people you don't mess with.
I probably wouldn't date just from the ability that they have to, if they're scorned,
the power
that they would have, you know, they could track you down wherever
now,
you are.
Does that just the simple fact that you committed a crime by beating someone up, do you think she should not be a police officer anymore?
I don't know how that works. Like, how she far are you allowed to go, you know, before they're like, hey, man, like, you can't be a cop
anymore. Send them to traffic duty.
Oh.
Yeah. Oof. That's what they always do in the movies when you're in trouble.
That's true.
Get stuck. Right, get sent down to traffic duty.
I don't think she'll be a cop anymore.
I think it'll be tough.
Yeah.
Because it's assault and...
I guess... I mean, I kind of get it. He's a douchebag. He was cheating on you.
Still.
You don't, they don't have any leniency for that? No, you still can't break the law.
See, and this is one of those weird cases where the girls weren't mad at each other. Because it always seems like people have, their anger is pointed in the wrong direction at each other. Where it's like, clearly, it's like, no, both of you be mad at the guy. They figured it out. They took him to Mike's Ale House or whatever and beat his ass, you know, instead of fighting each other and letting the guy off the hook.
You imagine how you feel as you see your girlfriend and your other girlfriend walk in together.
Well, especially if, like, one shows up first, and then, like, oh, okay, cool, just a casual encounter. Then all of a sudden, the other one appears, and you're like, oh, no.
I feel like he saw them making those exact same faces, and then it was lights out.
Yeah, it wasn't. He wasn't awake for long.
I guess I'm looking at it differently. If that was a guy, and he beat up his girlfriend.
Exactly.
He'd lose his job.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the same, same thing.
So she's probably not going to.
But what you do, maybe, as the female cop, is you're like, oh, was she... She was the one who hit him. The other girl. I didn't do it.
I guess. Maybe.
Maybe you save your job. But
Miller's Ale House has video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everywhere has video.
That's true.
Well, some video. This is the new stupid trend. Video emerged of someone else riding outside a car. We just saw the woman yesterday that was like a hood ornament.
Yeah.
On a car that was going down the freeway. Now, another one has emerged online. A man perched on the driver's side window of his car as it jets down a California freeway over the weekend. Is this like a TikTok thing or something? How, like, what?
It's actually like a thing from probably 8 or 9 years ago.
Riding like outside like this?
Like, well, like, this is he standing. Driving? Is he driving and then and got out of his car? And standing up as it's in, like,
let's watch the video, see if we can see here, if we can listen in.
This is crazy video of a man standing outside his car while driving on the 91 freeway in Corona. A viewer sent us this video of this dangerous, also stupid stunt today. You can see the man has his entire body outside the car, and he appears to be the driver. We're not sure how the car is maintaining its speed or steering. No word
probably
if anyone
has lane
else
assist,
was
right?
in the vehicle.
Yeah.
A huge...
And it's hilarious until you end up different.
Yeah, that's it. And you're not going to make it.
Your head is going to be different.
Mm-hmm. You fall. Probably in a couple pieces.
Well, be missing some skull fragments.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
No, but like this is, there's a lot of, like all that stunt driving and stuff like that. There's a lot of people that do this. They'll get their car to go in like a complete 360. And they'll climb out of it and like open the hood up and stand on the hood with it open and stuff. It's like there's some people doing some wild stuff out there.
Someone said, I saw it on Dr. Phil yesterday. They were chastising TikTok influencers for starting it.
Well,
Dr. Phil is still a guy. I thought he left. Isn't he done?
I thought he was done. Is it a rerun?
He was done. Hmm? Who knows?
I have no idea. I don't keep up.
I don't keep up with Dr. Phil.
No.
But I guess I'm fine. Like if we do lose a bunch of these people.
I mean, I guess at the end of the day,
thin the herd.
But I would be so super upset to run this guy over.
Yeah, there's that.
Or
you know, his car slams into something.
Yeah.
Kills someone. And it's just unbelievably ridiculous. God, we're so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I really sometimes I sit back and can't believe we can be that stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, believe it.
It's only getting worse. It's like there isn't going to be a renaissance.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite.
No, it is. Honestly. And I think that's part of the problem.
It is like a renaissance level of dumb that's happened.
Yeah, backwards renaissance.
Yeah, like nobody imagined that. Like it used to just be like art and math and we learned so much.
Because we should be getting more intelligent as we learn more as the years go on.
So like, you know, there was the Dark Ages.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what we're going to have another? Yeah, we're having another Dark Age, huh?
Yeah.
Man. Yikes.
I feel like it's real dark.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, but that's the thing. Like, that gets, 2 million views on TikTok and, you know.
So that's Ghost riding the whip. But what was the other lady doing? Someone was driving and she was like a hood ornament. Is there like hood ornament?
That I don't know about. I just know about like the people that climb out of their own cars as it's going.
Ooh, one chick got hit by a mailbox.
I think I saw a porn star get her head taken almost right off. She might have died. Yeah.
Oh, she might have died, huh?
Yeah.
I was going to tell David about the boob out text, but if there's a death.
Yeah, if there's a death, that is going to send me some mixed emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Excited remorse.
God, I don't want to see it.
No,
I don't want to see it. I'm going to have to see like boob deaths or something.
He's wearing like
crazy addiction. Oh,
the lure of those exposed titties.
Oh, women get killed or something. No.
They make those videos.
Like a James Spader movie.
Yeah.
What was that movie he was in? Was it?
Who?
There was like James Spader.
Secretary?
No, there was like some James Spader weird like sex kink death thing.
Crash?
Well, he was in Crash. He was in Crash. But,
mine Boob Crash, and then that's my new crazy sick addiction.
Don't ever watch that movie.
I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch the video.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Florida man was arrested after driving drunk into a fire hydrant and physically attacking a deputy. According to investigators, deputies responded to a crash at a racetrack gas station in Flagler County, Florida. On the scene, they located a Ford Ranger that had crashed into a fire hydrant, causing a ton of water to flow into the nearby area. Deputies contacted the man standing near the truck. Frank Clement Jr. appeared intoxicated, stated, "Yeah, I've been drinking."
Yeah. It's funny to say that while a fire hydrant's just going crazy.
Yeah. I've been drinking. While investigating the crash, he advanced toward the deputy in a threatening manner. While attempting to place him under arrest, he battered the deputy by forcefully grabbing him. He was reaching for the deputy's firearm. Deputies eventually were able to secure him in handcuffs. And looks like they got a couple of punches in themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to be convinced.
You go after my firearm.
Oh, yeah, no, they're gonna.
He was treated for injuries at Advent Health Palm Coast, released and then transported to the Sheriff's Department, charged with a whole slew of things.
Yeah, once you reach for that belt of theirs, I mean, I think it's just open season on your skull.
And it should be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A man in China has been fired for taking up to 6 hours in the toilet every day during his 8-hour work shift.
See, James, I told you.
You were right. I didn't think you'd be able to do it.
Yeah, I told you. You can do it.
If Chuck wasn't on the air.
Oh, man.
He might be able to pull this off.
Potty 20 break. Minutes, they start looking for you. Yeah. I was wrong.
Yep.
The Chinese court recently ruled that the daily toilet breaks the man, surnamed Wang, were taking were not within reasonable and normal needs, even though he cited some body concerns as his reason for them.
Right. I do the diarrhea. My best work there.
Diarrhea, if you must know.
Yeah.
The local media outlet reported the employee had surgery due to an anorectal problem.
Oh.
Several years ago.
Oh.
Are you okay, Wang?
No, he's not. He's not okay. It sounds pretty bad. He's
not. Man spent 6 hours in the bathroom.
You okay in there,
Wang?
No.
You have an anal problem.
I have an anal problem.
Maybe you should find a different gig or something.
Do you think he's in there? I think he might be in there because he has to be in there.
It sounds like
it's starting to lean that way. I thought he was just a genius who was just avoiding work. But if he's had to have it all rebuilt.
But then you can't work
you
there
can't
anymore.
Work.
No.
Like
it's
if you had
work.
A severe anal rectal issue where they had to rebuild you.
I feel like they'd be like, I feel like they would be like, Can we put a mic,
toilet mic
in his bathroom? Yeah. There'd be a real nice echoey.
They'd have a bunch of different sound suppressors around the mic so that they don't hear any of your bowel noises.
That's true.
So now he has surgery for this anorectal problem.
Mm-hmm.
Pain persisted months later.
Of course.
He said his health condition forced his need to stay in the toilet from 3 to 6 hours at a time.
Wow.
So you think he's just... Everything's coming away from him. Like, just, boop, everything he eats just flies right through him.
Like, almost like the way a mouse is, has no control over
just,
its...
Just squirts
it just,
right out
as
of
it goes, it just, as it eats, it goes. Wherever it is, there's no control. And they might have taken his control.
Mm.
Like, what if they took
his... don't take my control.
Because if they just
wear a
diaper. But then you can't,
sit on the toilet, but that's not a great day at work for anyone else either.
No.
If I'm just sitting in a diaper with no control.
Yeah, but he can't be in the bathroom the whole time.
No, he just can't work.
No, he can't work.
He's giving it the old college try, but...
it's nothing.
Sounds like something. When you have major
hyperindigestion. That's what he had. Probably all of it.
Yep. I think it was just whatever he had. It was just out. Now, mind you, if I had no control back there, I mean, I think I would, the majority of my day, I would just sit on there. Why wouldn't you? You have no control. You have no idea when it's.
But again, diapers.
I know.
You at least get some work done.
Right.
Yeah.
Official records from the company state that Wang used the toilet 20 times over a 5-day period alone. He got dismissed from the firm. They cited their rules in line with tardiness, absences, and leaving work earlier than expected. He appealed his termination. He asked to get his job back. It reached the high court. The judge, though, did not rule in his favor. Mm. They found the company's decision legal and justified.
I guess it's China. I don't know what the rules are, but you just file for long-term disability when your b-hole stops working.
Yeah, long-term, not short-term, I guess.
Long-term.
Would you tell us if it was for b-hole issues?
You'd know. I think you'd. I wouldn't have to tell you.
Maybe they don't cover it in the disability.
That's it. I don't know.
Are b-holes covered? It should be. It's an illness. It should be.
I would say it happened here.
You blew up your b-hole at work.
Yep. You're straining too hard.
Yep. I was really trying to make things happen in the 6 minutes I had.
You had a big night of crazy bread the night before. And
but there's
how it'll happen.
Literally tens of thousands of people, if not more, that suffer from issues, you know.
Yeah.
IBS, Crohn's disease. They still manage to work. They still figure it out.
Yeah, but if I had Crohn's, like you guys would know, like every once in a while, we'd be trying to talk for 45 minutes, and I'd have to get up and go. I mean, then that would just be a normal thing if I had full-on Crohn's.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's reality.
But spending 6 hours on a toilet, that's a different thing.
Well, 6 hours, I feel like there's some more stuff going.
He must
like
have
that
the
guy,
world's worst.
Or he was just, you know, taking advantage of it.
Well, he could have been.
You know.
Yeah. For sure.
Because I just don't know why you're even there. If your life is 6 hours on the toilet at work.
That's a nightmare to me. I'm not
just
like you guys.
For something.
I just like to get in and out. I don't linger. You guys linger. I can't imagine spending 6 hours
in the bathroom. 6 hours. At least might as well get paid to do it.
To be honest, the only time I would ever linger is like I would linger the longest when I worked at the factory because it was just like
you didn't want
to go back.
Yeah.
And you knew you had probably a certain amount of time that the guys could cover for you and you were going to soak up every ounce of that.
I lingered the longest when I know the child is awake and the wife is home.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of dads,
I have to go poop, so I'm sorry. I will be back in 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
45 minutes?
It's many a man's, lair.
I'm just, the fear of getting hemorrhoids sticks with me so often that I never linger.
You have hemorrhoid fears?
He does.
He put them in my head.
He's going to get them one day, Lee.
If I am not.
He's got the roidophobia.
He's got roidophobia.
He's going to get them. His butthole's not going to last forever.
Oh, well, you've had them.
No, I'm not.
I've had them and I know my limit now. Mm-hmm, like, I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm coming up close.
Better get wiping.
Yeah.
The hemorrhoids is knocking on the door. God. I got a little guy banging on the back door. Time to get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one fear I don't have time for is hemorrhoid
fear.
Well,
okay. No. Well, that's good. I don't know. He put it in my head, and I've heard horrible stories about them and how painful they are.
It's funny, though, but I've heard like a lot of different things. Like I remember when I was like a painter kid and stuff, like it's like sitting on cement, like, you know, like and not a chair. You got to watch that. You got to watch a whole bunch of different things. But
this lingering too long on the toilet or pushing too hard.
Yeah, but it's coming for you, Dave.
It's not coming for me. Not everyone gets hemorrhoids. Let's find out.
Does everyone eventually get a hemorrhoid?
How
I don't think so.
Many
I think they do.
People get hemorrhoids.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's fine. It's close enough.
Wow, you're close. 1 in 20 Americans.
Yeah.
So, not everybody.
I think they have them now.
We're really kicking the average there, Chuck and I.
Yeah, we are.
Well, this one says between 20 and 50%.
That's more accurate.
I think a lot of people get them. They're more internal, and they have no idea that they even have ever had them.
Someone said, dude, got the roids from Crohn's. I've got 6 effing balloons on my a-hole.
Ouch.
Jesus.
Whoa. God. You delivered that.
Oh, it's got like a little garden growing back there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And
Tip-toe
I guess
the garden hemorrhoids.
That's my other fear, though. Getting them removed apparently is like the worst thing ever.
What do? They take like a lightsaber to them?
I think they just cut them open, right?
But isn't like the recovery horrible?
I don't know. I've never
like
had to get one removed.
The first time you poop after that, I've heard is like...
I think it would feel a million times better.
No, like the first several times it is Like worse than having a baby, some people say.
My God.
I think they like rubber band them.
Oh, I do have that fear.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, did you have them? I'm giving you my fears.
Yeah. Now you have it.
I have, Now I'm all like
activated. Yep. Fear activated.
Kidney stones, hemorrhoids.
Yep.
All sorts of.
But I think that's the thing. The only time I probably have ever run into trouble is like a prolonged sickness can really put you at risk. You know, so you have a bad diarrhea.
I've got a bad case of
diarrhea. If you get a bad case of diarrhea, look out.
Someone said I got hemorrhoids last year and then got addicted to those Preparation H suppositories.
Oh, God. Don't knock it till you try it.
What, you just shove something up there to cool it down?
I've never used one of those.
I think that's just a pervert takes in there.
Yeah, I think so too.
Just likes putting suppositories in
there. I think he liked putting them in.
What do they...
I think it unlocks something in that gentleman.
I didn't even know they had something.
Oh, relieves painful burning, itching, and swelling. So you shove it up there to calm the wildfires.
I guess.
Of your ass.
Well, yeah, that.
The tube has a little applicator too in case you need to...
Oh, do you suffer too, Jason? Man, is it...
I've talked about it.
Have you?
You know.
That's why I think these numbers are off. And that's why I'm like, okay, so the guy who's in the most shape out of all of us, his B-hole has even failed him. It's coming for you, Dave.
It has, and it's never been easier to treat. There's nothing to be afraid of.
That's right, exactly.
It's never been, you're so positive about it. You should be like a positive guy with hemorrhoids.
This is a hemorrhoid motivational speaker.
Well, I currently don't have any, but I mean...
I actually was thinking of becoming a high school motivational speaker about it, but...
Well, Jason already could do it.
Yeah. Jason,
okay, listen to this. Fear the roids, he says.
Uh-huh.
50-year-old guy, it's like I have my period all the time. What, he bleeds out?
Can I tell you? Sounds like he needs bleeding. To add some fiber to his diet.
Go see a medical professional, sir.
Maybe
lay off the cheese.
He's losing like a pint of blood a day or something.
What? Yeah. Blood flies out of your butt.
Well, if they burst.
If they're open, they bleed.
Oh, yeah. Someone said I had one burst and it bled right through my pants. Oh, my God.
So that's embarrassing.
That's a dead giveaway. I'll tell
Chuck,
you that.
Hey, Chuck, dude.
That's really embarrassing.
I don't know how to say this. I can see your ass blood.
Oh, I can feel it because it feels like faucets on in my beehole right now. So, yeah, thanks for the heads up. But,
because you think they would just be like, yes, I've had a hemorrhoid burst. Yeah. Thanks. Like, what else are you saying? Somebody confronting
That's
you.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Don't confront anyone.
Well, I understand you see that.
That's from my ass, because I had a hemorrhoid burst. Thank you for noticing. But after you ridiculed the Asian man for taking time on the toilet and not getting to work, I thought I'd just sit here in a pool of my own blood.
Oh, my God.
That's no good. That is a bad day.
No, but I will say, okay, so I think there are varying degrees of what people get when it comes to this type of stuff. I think there is like a
oops,
little too much, and then there's like a whoa, we've got a problem here. It's like a plum, and if you're a plum person, I think it's a lot more of a problem.
Okay, listen, I should never have brought this up. It's making me worse. It's making me worse. Listen, my dad, the toughest guy, a special forces veteran, and a tough-ass police officer, had two hemorrhoids removed, one internal, one external.
Yep.
He had to wear adult diapers. Says it's the worst thing he's ever experienced in his life.
He was a plum guy, I bet. I bet those things were the size of like those big grapes.
1 month of crying as a grown man after having them surgically removed.
Well, okay,
I
so
cry for a month.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, so having gone through it, I don't know what would have to be going on back there for me to wave the white flag and say, I'm going to spread my cheeks in front of a room of people for them to finally do something to help
me. Well, it's, obviously you don't have it as bad
as what I'm saying.
Have,
like,
right?
How bad must it be at that point?
Well, they prepared
probably
for the text,
waited.
Because there's a lot of blood farts coming
oh,
in.
Oh, my God! Blood farts!
Oh, don't swear.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah, hope it never happens.
Chuck talking about how bad it could get. To me, blood fart, pretty bad.
That's like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Yeah. I would see that one.
Blood farts.
Yeah. It might be big what my money. Makes later.
It's all the splits.
All those splits. Yeah.
It's a lesser known cause of hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Men do the splits.
Yep. Someone said, I used to work with a dude who would have to take 4 days off a month because of his hemorrhoids. We always knew why. Hey, Chuck, can you imagine we come on? Hey, Chuck the Freak is off for his hemorrhoid leave. He'll be back with us on Friday.
4 days a month.
4 days a month?
That's nice.
It's unfortunate that those none of those days land on weekends, huh?
They're all weekdays.
Yeah, you always get the hemorrhoids on a Monday.
Crazy. Always, so I push real hard Sunday night.
I don't know if I want to take hemorrhoid calls.
You probably don't.
Just a few. Chris.
Hey, Lisa Cheese Tray.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
You're on the roid lines. What's your story?
So I was working in the city, and I had to go to the bathroom. I was struggling with the roids, and I ended up going, but it was a bad day. I filled the entire toilet with blood. So I had to call my boss, explain to him.
No, that's a bad
idea.
I
think we're good. Just don't sit on the toilet too long. Don't strain.
Just make sure you're eating some fiber, keeping it nice and flowing.
Be all right,
Dave. And you're going to be okay. You know?
Get after it early. Early treatment.
Yeah,
early time. All this horrible stuff.
Yep, he's so right.
Hemorrhoid motivational speaker, Jason Watson.
Now listen.
Don't be afraid.
I
know hemorrhoids are something that we all fear.
Hemorrhoids are your friend, right, Jason?
Well, they're not your friend, but they don't have to be your enemy.
There you go.
Hemorrhoids are a friend of mine.
Hemorrhoids don't have to be your enemy.
That's what he says.
They don't.
They're not your friend, but they don't have to be your enemy.
Yeah, you know what's my enemy? Two words, blood farts. Okay?
Yeah.
When they go wrong, they seem to go really wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I have to assume, so like if you've ever had one happen, you are, at that point, I feel like you should go on high alert to not do the same things that you were just doing to make one happen. But as you can tell, if you have six, you are not changing anything about your life.
Someone said it's the real reason some men wear maxi pads. Blood farts.
Yeah, I mean, that makes more sense than just whatever.
Beach grease.
Yeah.
Just picturing a woman's feminine hygiene commercial that's targeted towards men for the prevention of blood farts.
Oh, okay. Jason, starring Jason Watson.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Let's move on to something else. Sex.
Okay.
Well, that's a fun wrap-up topic.
In a recent poll, 25% of Americans say they're not a fan of sports in general, but that probably depends on how you define sports. Sweden has become the first country in the world to register sex as a sport.
I mean, there are the Michael Jordans of sex, I'm sure.
And later this week, they're hosting the first ever European Sex Championships.
Holy cow.
Thank you, Sweden. You're really helping my YouTube account.
And it's actually more structured than you'd think.
Yeah.
The championship is being organized by the Swedish Sex Federation. It's open to anyone from any European country. Unfortunately, those of us in North America cannot compete this year. This year's competitors have already been chosen. 20 representatives from different European countries are taking part. The championship will last a few weeks. Daily competitions last up to 6 hours.
Wow.
Each individual participant will engage for up to 1 hour daily, depending on, well.
Yeah, yeah.
According to the organizers, the focus of sex as a sport is on maximizing pleasure. So the more pleasure your partner experiences, the more points you get. How do you know if it's legit?
You don't.
Yeah. They have judges, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put some electrodes on parts.
Participants will be judged on creativity, strong emotions, imagination, physical fitness, endurance, and workability. The final score is determined by judges as well as audience votes.
You have to be there to watch.
Unclear how you can qualify to be a part of the audience.
I just thought of like a terrible event.
What?
It's almost like we would do like the 100 meter dash where you're always looking for the fastest time. It'd be like a group of 10 dudes. And just they all have, you know, they all premature.
Oh my God.
And then someone starts and it's like the fastest time wins. Because it would make you laugh so hard.
Well, really according would. To our listeners, when we talked about it, like, in a second, it could be over.
That's what I'm saying.
So here's some of the disciplines of the sex championship. Seduction. Massage of various parts of the body. Massage of erotic zones on the opponent's body. Prelude, oral sex, penetration, endurance, appearance, pose performance, creativity, endurance at the number of orgasms in a certain time, exchange of postures, increased blood pressure and heart rate, the most beautiful and difficult pose.
So this is just, well, of course, they've made it weird.
They made it weird.
You know, they took it and made it weird. They're going to pose. It's all, it's almost like, in a way, the figure skating that's just interpretive dance. And there's going to be judges on the side where it's like sex, but it's just a dance. It's like a routine. They're going to have routines. And, oh, beautiful. That's a beautiful flip twist. Wow. Really, really switched it up there.
That's went so 69. Odd.
Really switching it up to the, oh, they're going doggy style. Oh, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful transition.
Someone said I'd be the Usain Bolt of the sex games. Fastest times ever.
See, that's what I'm saying. Don't miss an opportunity. I think there could be girl ones, too. And also target practice.
Yeah, I'm telling you. If you're being creative, I guess there's all sorts of
different ways to take it. Don't put me in charge of these things.
No, it starts in a couple of days. I'm sure. You think the footage will be released?
I'm guessing probably. It's all for the footage, that it's all sort of BS. But they just have picked like 20 hot people, and they're going to just have sex for 6 hours, and you're going to be able to watch.
Freaky Swedes.
Yeah.
Freaky Swedes.
Yep. They made it weird.
When it comes to getting down and dirty, there seems to be, though, little interest in the Gen Z crowd. A study finds 40% of Gen Zers say they never have sex. 40%. 13% say they're getting it once or less a year. And 37% say they have sex once or more in a month. They have some thoughts on why Gen Z is currently maxing out at age 24. They put the blame pretty much on social media. Young people have been uniquely inundated with toxic imagery surrounding sex that's actually disrupted their abilities to feel pleasure, they say.
So we're talking about probably the effects of,
just the way porn
from a young age.
The way everybody looks perfect.
Yeah. On social media, you're like, because you know what? I saw someone was going around. It was like a guy going around and asking a girl to describe their like perfect guy. And they were like, oh, you know, like 6'3", this. And how much money do you think they should make? And blah, blah, blah. And like then they were breaking down your chance of finding that guy. And it's like, well, you have a like 0.0 0.05 chance to find the man that you have dreamt of in your brain. Good luck. You know, it's like crazy the expectations that people have versus what the reality is going to give them.
Well, generally speaking, they've also invented spending a large amount of lives in their bed. They've actually given this a term. It's called bed rotting because you spend so much time in bed.
That's what I can't do. I can't just
lay in bed.
No.
They aren't doing much sexually in that bed. And the way that they've been inundated with sexy imagery from an early age has kind of numbed them to the idea of sex and the pleasures that go along with it.
That generation is a mess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we've really done a number on them, you know.
I feel for them. They're missing out.
Well, they don't know.
On the carnal pleasures of life.
They don't know. They don't know any better.
Another reason, they say, is also the after effects of the COVID pandemic. 81% of single men find sex to be less of a priority now than it was before the pandemic. 60% of men under 30 are opting for the single life, up from 51% before the pandemic. Some who do go for the real life connection say the intimacy goes away after sex once social anxieties start getting in the way.
I also wonder, too, if just like the breakdown of the need to go and try and find it has affected things. Where now, if you're like a decent looking person, you can just jump on an app and you can grab it. So it's just it's more of a disposable thing. Where for us, it was like you had to trick someone into liking you.
Right. It was a whole ordeal.
It's a lot of work.
You know, it's a lot of work. So you put that time in. You're like, well, I'm not just going to throw this away. Do you know how much time was put into this? And I don't know if they have the same type of stuff anymore. I just don't know. I don't know what they're up to. Someone who's like 22 right now. Who knows?
And it's really hard to talk to. Like, so if your kid's in that generation, what are you going to say? Hey, you haven't...
Get out of there.
You can't talk about that stuff. No. Get yourself out there.
No.
Get to banging.
You don't say that.
No. I mean, I've warned them of the dangers of...
Well, maybe that's it, too. There's so many dangers that anyone can be taking your videos and post them online and, you know... And why even have sex if you're not making money on OnlyFans for it?
Jesus. Because it's great.
Profits, Dave. I'm thinking profits.
Chuck the sex coach.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it unless you profit. All right, here's a quick question for you. What's the craziest thing you've ever stumbled upon? Because some nurses in Canada caught some witches holding a carcass-eating ritual. And I'll show you the pictures in a moment.
Stop it.
It is nuts. What's the craziest thing you've stumbled upon? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 469-69. Canadian nature lover's attempt to catch her wildlife on camera backfired after she inadvertently documented what appears to be naked witches eating a carcass at night right by her house.
Whoa. You usually...
House?
I would assume you don't survive documenting that. Like, if they see you?
My house would be up for sale in 2 seconds if I saw a bunch of witches.
Nude witches eating nude something witches. In the backyard?
Oh, God. It's going to work out.
Here's
for
a little...
sale. Oh, no,
yeah.
It is.
Yep. Social media posts depict the alleged deer-eating coven are currently blowing up online. Viewers speculating that they were conducting some sort of satanic ritual.
No, Satanists are hotter. I don't know what these witches are up to.
Pictures here. This is the woman that caught it on her camera.
Listen, there is a dead deer that has just been sitting on the ground there for who knows how long, and these ladies look like they're... What is that, eating a hoof? Is that a hoof?
Yeah, that is. Ugh. She was riding one of her horses when she came across a dead deer in her garden. She decided to set up a camera to see if the carcass would attract any critters at night.
It did.
It did, for sure.
Is she not one of these witches, though?
No. The blood-chilling photos taken after sunset showed two disheveled-looking women with long black hair obscuring their faces, squatting over the dead deer, and appearing to dine on its remains. They're completely naked except for what looks like loincloths over their nether regions. It looks like they could possibly even have wigs on, she says. You can't really tell from the photos, but the hoof was brought right up to her mouth. It's not sure if they were kissing it, smelling it, or eating it.
You generally just kiss them, but...
She said she was totally freaked out because this happened literally a minute from her house. She said, now I'm concerned about them messing with my horses at night. The horses always get really freaked out every time we go around that area, she says.
Well, it's the witch's area.
It's funny. It's like some people get a family of geese bothering their yard, and
yeah.
Some people get a coven of witches.
That's it. Yeah. You take the geese
I'll take
time.
The geese. Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah. Sure. A turkey.
Goose poop sucks, but it's no witches eating dead deer.
No. I mean, I don't know. It's very possible this is all a setup.
It is, yeah.
You know, like to just try and, because, you know, everyone's trying to make the news, but man, it's weird. The smell alone would make it difficult to even take these pictures as a joke.
Of a dead deer,
of
right?
A rotting,
and to put a dead deer's like pieces up to you?
Yeah.
Social media is convinced that this is like a local cult performing a demonic ritual.
Well, it looks like a guy is there, too. Or is that the girl? She's just one of the girls has pants and boots on, I guess.
Yeah, one of the girls. Yeah. Has. One has a loincloth, one has pants on, but they're both topless.
Do witches go topless?
Almost always.
In my dreams, they are.
Yeah, you got some crazy
dreams.
That's
how they put the spell on me.
There's the deer in
like,
the...
That's why it's just so gross. You know how bad that would smell?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, it did catch God. A bobcat eating it.
Yeah. Well, it's not her.
Dear God. You would, Lisa. You move right out of there.
Yeah, because oh, she has hell. Horses, so you can't just move.
That's it. You've got this land. It's probably oh. like the land of your dreams, mm-hmm. right? Like you're a horse... Girl, you've got land, horses, a barn, everything you could ever want, and then a coven of witches.
Can't have
damn
everything.
Witches.
You can't, you know, everything. There's always a downside.
Yep, yep.
Michael in Boston, this woman apparently caught witches holding a carcass eating ritual. What's the craziest thing you've stumbled upon?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
when I was around 13 or 14, I was doing a construction job with my father, and this guy wanted his basement redone, and his basement was just pretty much all wood and dirt. And as we start picking up the wood from the floor, we start to notice there was a bunch of names like written on the pieces of wood that we were picking up. And as we kept digging down deeper, we started to realize we were pulling up bones, like a bunch of different types of bones. So we go and ask the guy, hey, listen, there are a bunch of bones downstairs in your basement. We don't know what's going on. He goes, oh, yeah, that's fine. Those are just my animals. So me and my father are now freaked out, and we're asking him, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, I've had a bunch of dogs pass away over the years. I just didn't want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So the guy literally had a pet cemetery
Jesus
in his basement.
God almighty, yeah. That is terrifying. Nope. So scary.
He says it's dogs.
That's yeah. it. I'm like, oh I'd be like God. Looking at those bones real close.
Frozen dead body alerts. Someone said, I found a dead body while ice fishing. Definitely there for more than a week.
Wow.
Like a fisherman?
I guess. Heart attack maybe. I mean, it's hard. It's hard sledding out there if it's snowy and...
Someone said, as a police officer, craziest thing I stumbled upon was a homeless man frozen in the ice in the elevator shaft of the old Detroit train station.
Oh, well, they cleaned that right out of there and made it look nice.
Mm, yeah. It's a new Ford headquarters. Right?
Yeah, something like so.
That.
Yeah.
Scraped him right off.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, that's creepy to know. Like, yeah, if you were like, you didn't realize the elevator shaft had a frozen
dead man in
bumsicle
it
in it.
Now there's a ghost. The ghost of the bumsicle.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You can feel the chill when you step foot on the elevator.
You shiver. You get a shiver. Going down.
We found a massive dildo in a burrowing owl post, and the owl was actually perched on the dildo.
Working as intended, I guess. I mean, that's incredible.
The dildo's bringing the owl pleasure to you.
Yeah. I guess it is a decent perch. Yeah,
not bad.
I don't know who, what pervert sets up. And
I know one.
A dildo owl. One guy. Well, yeah,
that's
probably.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
And I had to put my bird game up on it, too.
Freaks of nature. Freaks of the world. Yeah, I don't want to ever see a frozen. I mean, I don't want to see a dead body. Never mind, like frozen time.
No.
Just worried about that fisherman. Thinking of doing ice fishing again this winter.
I mean, I think you just have to watch that you're still physically fit and you don't push yourself too far, and you should never go alone. And I think you'd be okay.
When I was 10, I stumbled upon a video online of fights to the death. Guys screaming in another language, just beating the hell out of each other until one of them died.
It's not great. It's not
You know, Amber and her family were exposed to so much, but it's probably why she's so curious about
Faces
the dark
of
side.
Death.
Yeah, because they watched Faces of Death. Like, they found some videos, and they all watched them together without their parents knowing.
Yep.
That would have messed me up. I can't see stuff
honestly,
like that.
There is one Faces of Death that I saw when I was younger, and there's still a scene that disturbs me to this day.
I have the same thing. Faces of Death, when I was a kid, I watched it, and I watched one of them, because I guess there's many of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like one that I can always, it's just burned in my memory.
Me too. Yep. It was like a police raid gone bad or whatever that I saw, and I'll never...
That's why I'm thankful I never saw it.
That's why, like, I always say to anyone, it's like, listen, if you haven't seen stuff like that, don't watch it.
Yes.
It's not worth watching that kind of stuff.
No, I know stuff sticks with
it's me. It's not worth watching.
Coming up, idiot criminal of the day. What did a guy wear to try and hide his identity when robbing a cell phone store? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
This guy is so stupid. When you see it, it looks hilarious. But he's so dumb because he put a box over his head to try and rob a cell phone store, as you can see here. But of course, that box slips off. And his identity is revealed. Here's the quick story from NBC Miami. Take a listen.
Everything's working so far. You can't see the phones he's taken.
Pretty bizarre scene here. New video shared by Miami Gardens business owner shows a thief stealing phones while covering his head up with a cardboard box. The surveillance video Saturday morning. It happened at Eye Repair Tech, which is located on Northwest 183rd Street. At one point, the clumsy culprit even drops his disguise, revealing his face just before he leaves the store. The owner tells us the thief took 19 iPhones and $8,000 in cash, doing a total of $15,000 in damage. The suspect was later spotted in the area around 5:30 Saturday afternoon and arrested.
Well, he had a box on his head, so they were like, we know who you are.
There is his mugshot. If you want to see what an idiot this guy is, the video is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.